fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 21st day of February, year of our Lord 2022, welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we begin with a Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. If you would like to volunteer, just send me an email. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The preparative tip of the day is to plan your tactical training for this year. Do it now. The Freedom Center will have their training courses posted soon. The instructors' meeting was yesterday, actually Saturday, and we will have this training schedule up. And don't forget other training, such as ham radio, first aid, CPR. We do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to represent EMP Shield, and we'll be talking about the events of the day and how incorporating EMP Shield into your daily life can give you some peace and comfort. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John.
Good to have you with us here. Well, peace of mind is a good thing, and I look at EMP Shield as just another form of insurance. Americans are used to having all different kinds of insurance: life insurance, health insurance, homeowners insurance, car insurance, and other forms of insurance. And this is just another form of insurance, isn't it, sir?
It really is. I guess it's a great way to think about it. That actually really makes complete sense. That's very well said.
Well, the events of this country and the world continue to move forward. The Freedom Convoy will be coming west in a few days. It'll be going through my county, Crawford County, Missouri, on the last day of February, spending the night in Sullivan, Missouri, which is partly in Crawford County. And I'm going to dig out my Tibetan flag and my Republic of Vietnam flag. I hope there's some communist Chinese journalists, because nothing makes them more angry than seeing the flag of Tibet, does it, sir?
I wasn't familiar with that, how does that work? Explain it.
Well, the Chinese invaded Tibet several decades ago and basically have taken over the country, shall we say.
I see.
And the world was silent. It was a bona fide invasion of a sovereign state by a foreign entity. And the original immigrants to Tibet had great difficulty. The women couldn't have babies. Their periods were screwed up. It was really difficult living at high altitude. But now they're into the second generation, and they've been fully acclimated. But yes, leader of Tibet, spiritual leader, escaped to India, and is living in exile. The communist Chinese don't want to hear about any public recognition at all that they invaded a country at peace that had no army, by the way. They invaded that country, took it over, and have occupied it ever since. So I'll dig out my Tibetan flag, and I will fly it proudly right next to the Republic of Vietnam flag. So it's coming. The convoy is coming. I know the residents of my county will turn out with food and drink and whatever comfort items we can gather up for the truckers to make their overnight stay in Sullivan, Missouri comfortable. And the other headlines include, of course, here's a headline that says, Russians' Terminator tanks are 2 miles from Ukraine. Well, I'm not sure what a Terminator tank is. It sounds pretty gruesome, doesn't it?
It does. I'm not familiar with which models they are. You know, you can kind of call any tank a Terminator tank, I guess, in a sense, but I'm presuming they mean something with that.
Well, it's probably the lightest model of tank. And then the headline below that at Steve Quayle's website, the Russian anti-javelin missile cages into tanks outside Ukraine. They have anti-javelin missiles attached to the tanks, apparently.
Gotcha.
And it says these are small square packets attached to the outside of the tank, shown in the image below. So people can see that image if they want at Quayle's website. There's a lot of concern, a lot of discussion. What's going to happen with Ukraine if Russia does attack Ukraine? What's the consequences of that going to be? Will it stay localized? Will it spread to Europe? Will it spread to a world war? We simply don't know, do we, Andrew?
We don't. Yeah, this an interesting thing that a lot of people have really been pondering. It certainly does seem to where it could create a world war, which makes me question really why Russia would want to do that unless they wanted a world war or some kind of a deception. I don't know. There's a lot of different things that could be going on here.
Some kind of deception? You mean right out of the pages of The Art of War by General Sun Tzu? Some kind of deception?
That's right.
Russian general staff and the Chinese general staff, they live by the words of General Sun Tzu. Of course, they're atheists and they don't have the Christian Bible. But they give it almost the same status in their culture at the general staff level as we do the Christian Bible, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. They really do, and their true motives is certainly questionable. I don't know. The weird thing to me is the push by our media with the messaging that Russia is for sure or appears to be almost about to or invade. Over and over, they just keep pushing the same narrative, and I'm like, okay, what? Why? You know, and I hope people always ask that question: why are they pushing that? You know, and it seems to be almost all of the media, and nobody knows for sure, but they certainly have chosen that path of narrative. So,
Well, they have. You're absolutely right, Andrew, and we should be concerned about what the mass media is doing. Does Vladimir Putin really want war? I'm not so sure he does want war. He wants to protect Mother Russia. He's grown to be one of the wealthiest men on the planet by his various business interests. I don't think that changes what's in his heart. What's in his heart is love for Mother Russia at the very core. And Is it in the interest of Mother Russia to go to war? I don't see where it is. Personally, I don't see. I see only negatives coming out of that. On one hand, on the other, is the West or NATO allies in the United States attempting to push Russia into starting a conflict? And what's to be gained? Well, I see a lot to be gained by the Biden administration. The Biden administration has the lowest popularity of any president since records have been kept, and in the modern era, anyway. And they could certainly use a major distraction from the absolute train wreck that this administration has become, couldn't they?
They could, and that's exactly the way I see it as well. I think there's a lot of political gain in that type of messaging. There's also, we've discussed this many times, but I firmly believe that Russia and China are in cahoots. I mean, they've been doing joint training exercises for many years now. I almost wonder if it's a mix between what you just mentioned and, things like, the Olympics are going on. It seems kind of crazy, but it almost seems like it was pre-coordinated to help divert anything bad that might be going on with the Olympics, among many other global things, as well. That's a far out there thought, but it's possible, and it's important to always consider all the possibilities.
It is. And I was just wondering, are the Olympics still going on? I don't even know.
I don't even know either. I didn't follow them. I do normally. I didn't have the time this year.
Well, let's see. I'll get that for our listeners here real quick. This is too complex to make sense of right now. Well, it's it began the 2nd of February, and they closed the 20th. So yesterday was the last day. So they're over as of yesterday. The Olympics are over as of yesterday, 16 days. I didn't watch any of it. I used to be, when I was a youngster, especially fascinated, especially these guys that would do these ski jumps. It was so amazing that a human being could do such a thing to me. I had no particular desire to do it myself, but I found it fascinating that a human being could fly off the end of this platform on a pair of skis and sail through the air for such a what appeared to be a long period of time and a long distance. Regardless, getting back to the topic at hand. We simply don't know. Will the West and all the nudging by the Biden administration, by the Americans, cause Russia to attack Ukraine? Will there be a make-believe attack? And that's certainly a possibility, where Ukrainian forces pretend to be Russian forces attacking their own people. That's also a possibility. And we have a record going back to 1898 of the United States getting involved in wars. It began under false pretenses. In 1898, the battleship Maine sunk itself. It was not Spanish commandos. The boiler, the coal-fired boiler in Havana Harbor, it blew itself up. We now have the evidence of that because the battleship Maine still sits at the bottom of Havana Harbor, where it's been since 1898. And we don't need another war. We really don't need another war. Do we, Andrew?
Absolutely not. I really hope if this becomes a war, I mean, the outcome could just be horrible for the entire world. It's going to create people picking sides and eventually potentially lead into a third world war. It could be nasty. So I really hope that doesn't happen. And one of my fears is that, especially in the cyber age, there could be a bad actor that creates that false flag attack that instigates a war. So it's scary on that part too. With the control that people, hackers or anybody else, can have over facilities and stuff, it could appear to be an attack by the other country, which could start a war.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, since we don't know, since we all we can do is speculate. Not to spend less than $400 to protect my car, less than $400 to protect my home. That's some really, when it, as far as insurance goes, that's some really cheap insurance, isn't it, Andrew?
I think you're, are you referring to EMP? There was kind of a break on the line there for a second, John.
Did it burn? Are you there, Andrew?
Yep, I'm here. I think it's
Hello,
a little
Andrew.
Choppy on your end.
Okay. I was saying it's the EMP shield devices at less than $400 a piece is some really cheap insurance, isn't it, sir?
Well, it really is. And it really is. You know, EMP, it's actually came up several times since the beginning of this. John? It's not on my
yeah, I'm not getting everything you say. Okay.
Okay.
My engineer is not prompting me as to who's having it, so I simply don't know. Landry's going to hang up and call back, and I'm hopeful. Okay, it looks like I'm breaking up. Well, I'll have to reconnect also during the break here, which comes up in about 3.5 minutes, 3 minutes or so.
There we go.
It's when it works, but... when it doesn't, it's aggravating. Andrew, you back with us?
Yes, sir, I'm back. Can you hear me better now?
Okay. Yeah, well, apparently it was an issue on my end, not on your end. And I'm going to let you carry the show here for the next 2 minutes until the break, if you would, please.
Sure. Not a problem. Yeah, so John was mentioning EMP Shield being a good form of insurance, and it really is. Although we're going to probably talk about the EMP portion here in a minute or so. When it really comes to the insurance side of it, lightning protection is simply where it's at for the insurance protection. EMP Shield actually guarantees 100% lightning protection for your home, which there's simply nothing else out there, especially at the price point that's able to do that. We've saved hundreds of homes from lightning over the past couple of years, and we're currently protecting over $100 million worth of equipment. It's simply an incredible device, and you know, kind of refer to it as like a super type of surge protector. So it's a really, really neat piece of technology, and it does give you peace of mind. You know, if you install it on your home, as an example, I mean, it's going to protect your investment when your home and everything inside of it, and we guarantee that protection. It's also backed by $25,000 of insurance. So should the device fail to do its job, and anything is damaged, we will protect up to $25,000 of damage. And one of the things that really makes EMP Shield unique, you know, we guarantee light. John, I was just kind of talking about the lightning protection of EMP Shield.
Well, I'm reconnected and I can hear you. How you read me, over?
Oh, I hear you good.
Okay, sounds like I'm back. Well, there's a lot of benefits to the EMP Shield devices. The peace of mind that comes with knowing that if all hell breaks loose, we still have a car that works, a house that's not broken, and, of course, lightning protection, as you mentioned. Looks like my audio is back to the way it should be here. So, as I said before, the audio fell off the edge of the cliff. Less than $400 to protect your car and less than $400 to protect your home is some very inexpensive insurance, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, as I just briefly mentioned, what you're getting for $400 or less potentially, especially if you use John's coupon code, it's simply unbeatable. You know, you can protect a lot of money.
That's right. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. And for the next 4 minutes, Andrew's going to give us a summary of just what in the world is EMP, how does it work, and how to mitigate. Please go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. And it's one of those terms that most people have heard. You know, it almost sounds like it's from a science fiction book, and you've probably seen it in movies. However, part of my job is to help people understand that EMP, or electromagnetic pulse, is a very real thing. It's a very real threat to the United States. And it could very well impact your way of life if you don't do something to protect against it. And so the, what it is, it's actually created by, primarily it's created by two things, either a nuclear weapon going out in the atmosphere, or a similar effect can be created by the sun releasing a coronal mass ejection. But in this scenario, I'll explain how an EMP actually works. So basically, our adversary would detonate a nuclear weapon above the atmosphere. And this blast is actually going to create the three phases of an EMP. And the way it works is when that blast goes off, it goes outwards into space, and it also goes downwards towards the Earth. And the first two phases are created when that blast is pushing downwards towards the Earth. And what happens is you have two things, gamma radiation and also matter, which are traveling down through the atmosphere. And when they do, they're actually creating a thing called ionization, which basically just means that that gamma radiation and the matter is stripping the freed electrons from the atmosphere and shooting them down towards the Earth. And these two things create the two phases. And it's primarily because the gamma radiation is a little bit faster than the matter. So the gamma radiation, which is the E1 stripped electrons, is happening in the nanoseconds. The E2 is the matter from that blast also stripping the remaining electrons from the atmosphere. And that's occurring in the microseconds. Both of these phases are basically the release of roughly around 50,000 volts per square meter of energy that are induced simultaneously into everything across the grid. So the grid itself is inducing them, simultaneously your car, all of the electronics in your home's Romex wiring, everything is inducing this electricity. And these are the two phases where everything with microelectronics is pretty much going to be destroyed. There's a few instances where some things won't, but the majority of things with microelectronics are going to be destroyed. Your vehicle, this is a big part here, your vehicle, if it's a modern day vehicle, is more than likely going to be destroyed. Transportation system is going to basically cease to function except for very old vehicles or vehicles that have EMP protection. And then, of course, a lot of other things too, like cell phone communications, computers, anything plugged into the wall, all kinds of things that are even disconnected or all have a high likelihood of being destroyed. And that's the E1 and the E2. The E3 is a little bit unique in the sense that it's going to impact electricity, but just in a different way. And so when that nuclear weapon pushes outwards towards the magnetosphere, it actually causes that magnetosphere to fluctuate. And it's going to do this for quite a while. And while it's doing this, it's actually creating a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. And so the third phase, this E3, is actually what's destroying the grid or destroying the remainder of the grid that was not impacted by the first two phases. And the reason that it's the grid and not anything else is because the grid is the largest antenna at the ground, or one of them. It's long enough to be able to induce this charge and build the charge over time because the grid's got 1 mile, 10 miles, 100 miles of antenna able to collect this. And as this charge gets larger, so whether it's at 1 hour, 3 hours, 6 hours, at a certain point, it's going to hit a critical amount of charge in the grid that's going to start destroying components in the grid, like portions of substations and transformers. And so this third phase is basically taking out the remaining portion of the grid that wasn't already destroyed. It's also going to be pushing that energy into your home so that if there was things in your home that did not get destroyed from the E1 or the E2, the E3 is certainly going to do its best to destroy those things as well. This is a highly devastating weapon, although it doesn't cause any initial loss of life, meaning the EMP is not going to hurt you physically. It's actually one of the most deadly weapons known to man because it's going to create a scenario where a large number of people will die.
Well said. Well said, Andrew. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you haven't been there for a while, we got a lot of new things. The real estate section has expanded. We now have, looks like, six property. No, actually, one is sold. Five properties offered for sale. And you might want to check those out. Great opportunities for the right person, the right family. And, of course, we have at my website, the new section is my friend Steve O'Neill's writings. Steve is a nuclear scientist. He's the only nuclear scientist I've ever known personally. A great guy, very personable, and has some brilliant words that he writes. So that's updated every two or three days. And, of course, energy cleaners. I worked over the weekend getting mattress pads reconfigured, ready for shipping. I'll be getting energy cleaners from Tom Berryhill one day this week. We don't have that many back orders compared to last fall, where we were running 30-plus orders behind. Not that many back orders at all, but I'll be getting those back orders caught up and helping people get their lives back. So if you're tired of being tired, the arthritis pain is stopping you from doing things you love to do, such as go dancing with your honey, ride a bicycle, walk in the park, play tennis, go hunting or fishing, ride a motorcycle, whatever it is, you can do those things again once you're past the arthritis pain. Check out the energy cleaner at my website. We can place your order there. for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. All you hundreds of energy of current energy cleaner owners, check out the Microsoft Micro Plus throws. Micro Plus throws. They're warm. They're cozy. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included to American zip codes. You can place your order at my website using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. And we do have Andrew with us representing MP Shield. And there's a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. So, Andrew, if you buy one for your car, one for your home, you get two discounts, don't you?
That's right. It's actually $50 per device. And I've seen, you know, if your listeners have saved hundreds, you know, several hundreds of dollars, because there are scenarios where some people, you know, they have a large family, they might need two or three vehicles protected, plus a home and a generator. Well, in that scenario, you'd save $250 just by using the JRM coupon code.
That's great. Well, I know many parents and grandparents are concerned about that youngster who's off at college 100, 200, 500 miles away. The odds of them walking a couple hundred miles are pretty slim to none. But the odds of getting back, especially if they start early with a working vehicle, are dramatically increases our chances of getting home, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. That's so correct. And this is where people are really kind of waking up when they start imagining what would happen post-EMP when vehicles no longer are functioning. And, you know, and I imagine, you know, my daughter's at college, or your granddaughter's at college, and, you know, she lives, or she's in college about 150 miles away, and it's the, you know, it's the middle of the winter, possibly, you know, 30 degrees or below, or maybe a snowstorm, and her vehicle does not function. She's got to get home from there to your house, you know, on foot alone, that would already be difficult, but now it's post-EMP, where it's kind of every person for themselves, you know, it's... Having vehicle EMP protection could literally be the difference between life and death. And a lot of people are starting to realize that. You know, the more we mention it, the more people become aware and actually think of the scenario. I mean, it could be bad. It could be very bad. You know, there's some things that I come up with bad scenarios in my head, but what if she's a good looking girl by herself alone trying to go home? I mean, there's so many bad things that could happen. Not to mention just that trek alone on foot could be, you know, the difference between life and death, you know, having to walk that far alone, not to mention the threats out there. So, absolutely. You know, there's some bad people out there. Yep.
Right. Well, there are bad people out there. Bad people are a small percentage of our population on one hand. On the other, if your daughter or granddaughter encounters one, it could have a very bad ending for that person, for that daughter or granddaughter. So do what you can, parents and grandparents, to make sure that your youngster off at school, off at work, wherever they may be, has the opportunity to get home quickly and safely. That's what I'd like to see, wouldn't you, Andrew?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And just remember, a mother and a father would do anything to make sure their children have food. So although it seems like a good thing that the mother and father are doing that, that could mean that your son or daughter or your spouse could end up on the short end of the stick. So, yes, sir.
That's very true. Very true. Well, the what's unique about all this is the light. When it comes to lightning protection, the fact that the lightning protection is backed up by a $25,000 insurance policy. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, sure. It's actually becoming a very popular feature, at least over the last year, when people have started to learn about our lightning protection. It wasn't actually originally invented for this reason. I don't know why we didn't even think about it in the beginning, but you know, EMP Shield was designed to protect primarily against EMP and coronal mass ejection, which is from the sun. What we did quickly learn, as a lot of our customers, some of them did get hit with lightning, is we realized, you know, we dug into it, we're like, holy cow, we've basically created one of the world's most advanced surge protectors as well. It's so advanced that we guarantee 100% lightning protection. Like, we guarantee it. And it's not just, you know, a couple words on our website saying we guarantee it. Not only do we know the technology is capable of doing it, we backed it up. We actually approached a national insurance carrier who has basically certified that we can guarantee the protection. And it's the warranty is one of the other things that makes our device so amazing, not just the technology, although the technology is phenomenal. So, I challenge anybody to do this. Go look at any of the major surge protection brands out there, the ones that are going to make you think that they're lightning protection for your home. They're going to show you maps of lightning across the United States and all kinds of other things. Dig into their warranty, because what I can promise you is most of them are going to say they do not cover acts of God in the warranty, and that's lightning. So if they don't cover acts of God and they don't cover lightning, that's the whole thing was a farce. A lot of them will also say they don't cover overvoltage. Well, overvoltage means power surges. Right. So basically, you've got these other expensive surge protectors out there that if you read the fine print in the warranty, they're technically not covering any, and this isn't all of them, but almost all of them will not cover acts of God. I haven't found one that does. And a lot of them, I'd say 75%, don't cover overvoltage. That's the first two things. And in EMP Shield's warranty, right at the beginning, we mentioned we do cover acts of God. And everything else, we cover it. And if we don't protect it, we will pay up to $25,000. The other thing that makes this unique is ours is a standalone insurance policy. So when you buy an EMP Shield, you are getting a $25,000 insurance policy with each device. So the reason I mention that is if you, these other surge protectors, a lot of them will say that you have to use your home's insurance policy first before their policy would pay out, which it seems like a lot of their policies wouldn't pay out anyways, because if it's a power surge or lightning strike. But with our insurance policy, you do not need to have another insurance policy. It simply covers it comes with $25,000 of insurance and a guarantee. And should our device fail to do its job for any reason at any point in time, we will replace up to $25,000. We have yet to have that happen, and we've protected over $100 million worth of equipment that was exposed to lightning to date. So a lot of equipment's been exposed. We protected it. Should the device get hit with lightning, a direct strike, and then no longer work, we will replace that device for $50, no questions asked. It's that simple. It's an incredible surge protector. It's an incredible EMP protection device. And, you know, it's becoming very, very popular across the United States. I mean, we're growing. We're still growing. We're looking at a third manufacturing facility here in Kansas. We've got over 70 employees. We just purchased the second pick-and-place line, which is the ones that we use. Is one of the most advanced pick-and-place lines available. It's the same machines that build the electronics for the F-35 fighter. And I know the F-35 is not doing very well in the news, but it's still a pretty advanced piece of equipment. And we have the same equipment that builds that, the electronics in that. So the device is amazing, and our companies continue to grow. And if you don't have surge protection and you're not worried about EMP, you really need to consider EMP Shield.
Well said. Well said, Andrew. Well, we get the word out every week. Every week we educate folks. We wake them up a little bit more. And we encourage people to study up on this. Understand what the threats are, first of all. Lightning can happen anytime, anywhere. That's pretty much well understood. But above and beyond that, we have the threats by these international players. And they have their own agendas. The Chinese are convinced that the 21st century is their century. And they've said so publicly that they fully intend to take over the United States with no Americans. That's their goal. That's right. Their goal. And as publicly stated, it's on the public record. And we need to recognize that as being a true statement, don't we, sir?
We absolutely do. And, you know, I'm surprised more people haven't started waking up to this. I mean, even if you read the news, I'm looking at the Washington Examiner, February 3rd, Russia threatens power grids, Biden moves in Ukraine. Right? I mean, this is stuff that, it's literally in the news with foreign adversaries threatening our country. China, in the last 6 months, threatened to use super EMP against the United States. There's talks of the use of EMP weapons overseas as well. And why wouldn't there be? It's one of the most devastating weapons in any country's arsenal. It's a weapon that the country that uses this weapon, they're not going to have a lot of pushback from, you know, from their country, because it doesn't cause any initial death. It's just destroying electronics, which is, that most people that aren't aware of the weapon, it almost seems more peaceful, right? That's why the nuclear bomb is so frowned upon, is because of the mass casualties that it creates, and then the long term that stems from that. And with EMP or with EMP weapons, that doesn't occur. It's simply a nuclear weapon or a super EMP weapon that's taking out power grid and electronics, and people don't see it as in a negative light like they would traditional mass casualty weapons.
No, there's no massive mushroom cloud and
right.
And blast and radiation. There is radiation, but not the kind that we normally think of, is there?
Right. Well, there's radiation from the blast up in the atmosphere, but that radiation is not going to impact a human being in a physical sense. You know, it's the release of the gamma rays and the matter traveling through the atmosphere that then strips the electrons. But, and that's a great point, John. A lot of people, we get a lot of comments on email or on social media about, well, if a nuclear bomb goes off, you know, you have bigger things to worry about. Well, that, I understand people's thought about that, but this nuclear weapon's going off 300 miles above the Earth. So it's not going to, it's not traditional like a nuclear bomb that goes off a mile above the city and destroys everything. It's so high up that you may not even see it.
In daytime, so you would not know it. At night, it would be a flash, but in daytime, you wouldn't know it even went off. Right.
Right. Yep. You're probably not going to see it if the sun's
out. No sound.
Out,
so. Since there's no air, and you know, it takes air to have sound move, so there's no sound that you can hear, no light if it's daytime, no blast, no explosive force of blast that you would experience.
Right.
It would be if it happened in the daytime, it would be something that would be a complete mystery, wouldn't it?
It would, and you know, this is actually a funny story, but I was torn a little bit. We filmed a vehicle EMP shield commercial, gosh, quite a while ago now, about 6 months ago, although we haven't released it yet. We're waiting for the weather to get better. But I was torn because we needed to demonstrate that something was occurring in the sky, but we also want to represent that we know what we're talking about. And so I ended up putting a very, very minor wave which across the sky, which even that's a little unrealistic, but we had to demonstrate that something was occurring. And, you know, it's just one of those where it's tough, because without being able to visually represent what's going on, nobody's going to understand it. But you also want to make sure to keep it as realistic as possible, you know?
Right.
So that's kind of a struggle we had.
But you resolve that, and when might we expect that to be released, sir?
So that commercial, I think it's going to go out around mid March. Actually, I don't want there to be ground, because the commercial doesn't show any cold weather.
Well, send me a link, so I'll put it on my website there, Andrew. I'd be
absolutely.
I'll be glad to put it on my website. And was it about a 1 minute commercial or so, or?
Yep, it's a 60-second commercial. We're going to be running on many different platforms, but it's basically it's commercial highlighting. Basically, you've got a missile going off above the Earth, and then a vehicle's driving. The vehicle gets stranded. The family isn't sure what to do, and it ends with the family having to walk home in the middle of Kansas on foot. It's a very powerful message, but it demonstrates what could occur after an EMP and the initial impact. So,
Okay. Well, that's great. And I'm glad it's amazing how much time and money can be spent on 60 seconds, isn't it, sir?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I get it. It's, I've done commercials, I was in psychological operations in the past. So I've been involved in a lot of filming, a lot of commercials, but when you do it yourself, you think it's going to be easy, and then, there's two children in the video. It's actually one of our employees' children, and getting them to act sad when they're all happy and cheerful, and, you know, it was an interesting experience. So,
well, good, good. Sounds like you're broadening your horizons there, Andrew.
We are. Yeah, we're we're getting to become a bigger company, and you know, this one might end up going on actual TV, not just on across the web, and you know, we're looking to just continue to do things to help get the message out about EMP, the effects of EMP, and of course EMP Shield, and that includes partnering with some, you know, some really cool companies as well. In fact, we just partnered with a company called Energy Solar. They offer a really neat solar system that we're now protecting. So, lots of different stuff going on.
All right. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Andrew, this hour has flown by, as they typically do. We simply don't know what's coming at us. We know the possibilities, and that's true of most insurance. We don't know if we're going to be a car wreck, but we get automobile insurance anyway. We don't know if our house is going to burn, but we get homeowners insurance anyway. That's just what responsible people do, isn't it?
That's right. You know, it's actually one of the cheapest insurance policies you could probably get for some of your most expensive devices and equipment. You know, when we first started EMP Shield, I always tried to envision myself as a customer, and I thought, well, if I was a customer, is this something that I would purchase? And the answer is 100% yes. For the price and what it actually does, it's kind of, I don't like to say no-brainer, but it really does make sense to get something that guarantees the protection and will, if it doesn't do its job, covers the damage. And this is from something that, if you didn't have protection, as an example, a lightning strike would destroy your entire home. Or, you know, for a vehicle with having EMP protection, you know, you're simply not going to be able to drive your modern-day vehicle after an EMP. So, you know, why wouldn't you, if you understand the threat, you know, and if you take a couple minutes to read about the threat, or even get the book 1 Second After by William Fortunan, read that book, and you'll have almost an awakening moment realizing what the threat really is when it comes to EMP. And unfortunately, a lot of people are in the, if it's not happening right now to me, I don't care kind of thought process. You know, people only care about the right now. But, you know, people really need to wake up and kind of start thinking, like, I mean, it's 2022. A lot of things that we never thought could happen are happening right now. And there's some of the largest adversaries we have in the world are threatening to use EMP weapons. And yeah,
absolutely true.
It is very possible. So
absolutely true. Well, you're not describing my audience. My audience are men and women who actually own and read books. They're more aware than the general public, and they're already making preparations in various areas. This is just another area to be making preparation in, isn't it, Andrew?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and I love. We have a lot of your listeners that call and either have questions and purchase, and such a great group of people. It's kind of a breath of fresh air sometimes to talk to a group that already is aware of a lot of the threats out there, and they're asking the more serious questions than well, what's an EMP, you know? Which is okay, by the way, too. If you don't know what it is, you're welcome to give us a call. We'll talk and we'll help answer all your questions. But it is kind of refreshing sometimes to talk to somebody about, you know, more in-depth type questions.
Absolutely. Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Monday, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay, thank you. At top of the hour break, we're back with Sam Andrews, and we will have Firearms Monday, one of our more popular segments here at Republic Broadcasting. And, of course, Republic Broadcasting is working to become bigger and better than ever and fulfill the dream of Mr. Stat Miller and help us along the way. Right now, we're still taking donations. Just make your check out the RBN and mail it to the address at our website at Republic Broadcasting. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.